beyond the fence. Thomas talked a lot, and Piggy had to listen. Thomas is a little boy, and Piggy is a little piggy puppet. Thomas knew what suited Piggy. He found new clothes, pants for Piggy. He always knew what they should play, with the numbers, with the blocks or with storybooks. He just knew. One day, Thomas' cousin came to visit, and they played together. Piggy ran away. Piggy took a walk outside.
Nice to meet you,
said Wild Pig. Why have you wrapped yourself up? Did you mean these? Said Piggy. They're called clothes.
Don't let get tangled when you run through the bushes.
No, I never run.
Oh, but running is fun. You should try it. We can run together.
I'd love to, but I have to go home now. Please, will you come again?
I will.
The next day, Piggy looked outside of the window. Piggy kept walking to the place where he had met Wild Pig, but he wasn't there. Then one evening,
I'm sorry I didn't come sooner, said Wild Pig. I fell in a trap and it took a few days to get out. Should we run in the forest?
I'd love to, but I'm not allowed to go beyond the fence.
Really? Well then, I'll come back for another chat tomorrow at sunset.
That would be lovely. The next morning, Thomas' cousin left. What are you making?
A forest, Piggy says.
He was building a forest with the blocks. That's silly. Thomas break the blocks. Come on, you can watch my puppy show. Piggy sat on the chair upset, watching the puppy show. At sunset, Piggy had to listen to a story. Maybe Wild Pig will come again tomorrow. That night, Piggy was feeling really upset. The next day at sunset, they were playing pretend. Please excuse me for a moment, said Piggy. He ran out of the house. He took off his hat, pants, and clothes. He ran away into the forest.
Where is that silly pig? Said Thomas angrily.
But Piggy was already beyond the fence. He met the wild pig and then ran together happily.